Hello and welcome to this episode of Your Financial Planet, a podcast hosted by the Synergy Capital Solutions team. Join us while we share our journey as we navigate life's complexities and provide solutions to reduce the noise around your personal financial situation.
Hello, my name is Jordan Andrusiak, and I am a financial advisor and the Chief Client Experience Officer here at Synergy Capital Solutions. Today, I'm joined by Brennan Ifkovitz, an advisor on our team, and we will be speaking about the build stage of your financial life. Thank you for joining us, Brennan.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
As always, let's begin. So let's start with, what is the build stage of life? What are we referencing? What are we talking about? Ultimately, what we're talking about is that during your life cycle, for lack of a better term, effectively, you're going to go through, and especially your financial life cycle, you're going to go through kind of four separate stages. Those are, you're going to build out your plan and your finances. You're going to grow that plan and your financial situation. You're going to enjoy it. So that's kind of that retirement phase. And you're going to then potentially look to give it, which is kind of that, you know, post-retirement, looking towards the end of life, and looking at where you want your assets to go upon your passing. So today we're focusing on kind of that first portion of that life stage, which is the build. When we say build, what that means is basically building out your financial plan, building out your financial situation. You may also be building a family or physically building a house or building out your career. You're starting to kind of hit your stride and be able to really start to implement on some of those financial acumen, some of the financial acumen and financial principles in order to get to, you know, kind of that grow, enjoy, give stages. The questions are, though, you may have things like debt from school. You may be looking at, like I said, building a family, which means you may be wanting to save for college education. You may be wanting to save for a house or home renovations, right? There might be some of these bigger things looming out there. While you're also saying, I want to make sure I'm saving for my future, for my retirement. So the question becomes, how do you do that? How do you balance all of that out? How do you, you know, navigate all of those different aspects all at one time, right? I think it's one of the biggest stages that can have a large impact on your future ability to retire, you know, your future ability to generate wealth for that matter. So Brennan, let's start kind of talking about what do we do in this stage? Like, how do we build out a financial situation, a financial plan?
I think first and foremost, one of the most important parts is kind of addressing where you're at, address and understand your current financial situation, and whether that's setting aside time between yourself with you and your significant other or your entire family to kind of sit down, paint the picture of where are your assets, where are your liabilities, what do you own, what do you owe, look at your spending, what are you bringing in terms of cash flow and income, and what are you spending in terms of expenses, and kind of track that on a monthly basis, on a yearly basis, and identify some areas for some opportunity to either reduce spending and increase cash flows to kind of allocate those extra resources at the end of the month or end of the year to put towards your future goals that we'll be talking about the next steps to kind of identify and tackle moving forward.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is really have an understanding of where you're at today, right? Mm-hmm. You can't really go, you can't really look to the future if you don't even know where you are as is.
Correct. Yep.
Perfect. Well, you kind of alluded to it, but it sounds as if one of the future steps is maybe to then look at what your goals are. So what do you want to do with your assets, or what do you do mm-hmm. with that financial situation? Does that sound fair?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I think the next step, is basically identifying, we call it SMART goals. Those are situation specific and measurable, achievable and relevant, as well as time-bound goals. So what we wanna do is identify and kind of categorize them into buckets. You look at short-term, medium-term, and long-term, and prioritize them in terms of what you wanna tackle first. So we normally recommend in the short-term, You focus on building out an emergency fund and paying off some high interest debts that you may or may not have. But most importantly is building that foundation of a healthy cash balance on the side that we call an emergency fund. And we look to have about 3 to 6, maybe 6 to 9 months worth of living expenses, just in case of any unforeseen or unexpected events. And then we kind of move on into the medium term bucket, where that could either be saving for a down payment for a house, or maybe looking to put some money aside for beginning education funding for your children in the future. And lo and behold, you may even have the short-term bucket have that saving for a down payment if it's in the near term. But we'll look to have that set aside, and then we'll move on to the long-term. That bucket would be kind of invested for the long-term in retirement and just in general for your sustainable wealth and future financial security for your family. And you align those to short, medium, long, prioritize them, and then kind of just move to the next step of allocating them into what should be tackled first.
Okay. So effectively, we've kind of gone through and said, okay, here's where I'm at today. Here's where I want to get in the future. And here's a few of the things that I need to kind of narrow into, right? So I'm not saying my future is necessarily 100% retirement. It might be my most recent goal, my short-term goal is to make sure I've got a cash reserve, right? To keep myself comfortable, to, bridge any gaps I may have, and to be able to, have that as my safety net. Right. And that always stays in cash, correct?
Correct.
And then you kind of can go through and say, okay, now what are my kind of longer term goals? What are my medium term goals? And like you said, they can be things like, I want to make sure that I am able to retire at 65 and I've got X amount in cash flow to be able to live my lifestyle. And on the long term end, in the medium term, like you said, could be college education, or it could be, building a house. If you already own a home, you maybe want to kind of size up or size down for that matter, or purchase a second home or home improvement, anything like that, right? That's kind of that medium term goals that you need to start to define in order to then implement actual change.
Precisely.
So once we've defined our goals, what is kind of the next step?
The next step that we would have is the third step, which is developing a plan. So this is where we kind of look to have an all-encompassing and comprehensive plan to kind of connect the dots of today to the medium, the long-term, as well as the short-term dots from your aforementioned goals. So this will be essentially the roadmap of what you kind of want to look towards and gauge the status of where you're at today and moving forward over time, whether that be in a month, a week, a year, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it may be. It at least gives you actionable items to kind of gauge where you are at and tackle things one by one. And this is also the spot where we like to make steps action oriented, where you already have them identified. The goals are identified. What are you doing to get you from point A to point B? Whether that be encouraging automated savings, identifying the extra assets or cash flows that you may have at the end of the month, and you can allocate those towards retirement, towards savings, towards XYZ goals down the road. And it's important you have the correct people or the right people, and identify you have an all-encompassing team, and every player has their own basic assignment that they are contributing towards your end goals and helping you attain that on a day in, day out basis.
Yep. So what I'm hearing is it's really important to not only have goals, but it's also to have a plan, right? Mm-hmm. On how to actually actuate those goals, how to actually enact change to get you towards those goals. And what are the actual steps? Like you mentioned, a roadmap. That's a perfect way to put it of, okay, first I need to do this, then I need to do this, then I need to do this in order to make sure I'm hitting not only my short-term goals, but also my long-term goals. And I think the important part about a team is that not only is it a team of like let's say you and your significant other, or you and you know, significant other and your tax advisor, but it's also utilizing your financial advisory team, right? That is what we do. It is building out those plans so that you know this is what I need to get done in order to get myself from A to Z, yep. Right? Yep. I think the biggest thing with people in the build stage is that it feels daunting, right? You are mostly doing a lot of the right things in terms of making good financial and healthy choices. However, it's, am I actually moving the ball forward? Am I actually going where I want to go? And a lot of it is sitting down and finding the time to then define that and take the steps to do it. So we've now got the foundation of here's where I'm at today. Here's where I want to go. And I've got a roadmap to get there. Is that it? Do we just set it and forget it and say, talk to you in 50 years?
Unfortunately, I wish it was that easy, but that's not the case. And in this day and age, this is the implementation stage where we as the advisors will kind of take your hand and know you're in good hands, but know that we also are ones to help enact and automate change within your plan, constantly monitoring and implementing change, because we know that every day is not going to be the same. There's going to be some ever-changing adjustments that will be made as your risk tolerance and time horizon may adapt over time. We'll be the ones that are kind of pulling the levers to ensure that the different aspects of your plan and your life are taken care of, and to help reduce the noise on the day-to-day for you, so that you can have a little less on your plate to worry about and know that your money and your plan is in good hands to get you from where you're at today to where you want to be in the future.
Well, and isn't it fair too to say that, you know, your short, medium, long-term goals, they're going to change, right? They're going to be different in 10, 15, 20 years, because you're going to be at different stages of life, kind of back to the first part of the conversation. So I think it makes sense that you have the plan, but it's ever changing. And what our role is to help implement it and then also talk through the inflection points of change, right? And, you know, I think the things that we always work with clients on and we always talk about are, you know, they're considered critical financial events of having a baby, buying a house, knock on wood, you know, doesn't happen, but it's a reality of people get sick, right? Whether it's your immediate family or your extended family and you're helping support, you know, the reality also of aging family members, and maybe you're helping with them. So those are all things that we know will be thrown at you, and having that foundation of here's where I am today, having those goals of here's where I'm trying to go, having that plan or that roadmap of how to get there, and then having that implementation phase of, okay, now these things are actually being done and they're being automated on my behalf. It helps make all of those other items feel a whole lot less onerous and a whole lot less scary for that matter. So, well, good. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Brennan. I think it was really insightful to hear, you know, what the things that you're kind of considering or have to consider when you're in the build stage of life. I know that, you know, both you and I are kind of solidly in that phase. And sometimes it can feel a little unnerving, right? Of like, well, what is my future? What do I want to do? You know, where do I want to live? Who do I want to spend my days with? But it is very, you know, coming from being about 10 years older than you, and having a little bit more of those questions answered under my belt, so to speak, it does feel nice to then know that your financial plan is in place and you don't have to at least worry about that aspect of it.
Yep. 100% agreed. And well said. Well, it was a pleasure being on the call today and having this conversation once again. As I am in kind of the thick of it right now within the build stage, it's nice having a good resource with you, as well as the other advisors on the team, to kind of go to and ask any questions. I know that I'm in good hands, and I know that I have a good, strong support team as well moving forward to kind of refer to, which is nice. And I know that we're here and extending that hand as well out to any clients that have any questions or concerns that they may feel like they're in this stage of life, any other stage of life, or if they know any others that may be going through kind of what we discussed today. But thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And thank you for your time.
Okay. Thanks again for joining us, Brennan. It's been wonderful having you today. Any listeners out there, if you want to reach out to myself or Brennan, you can reach out to us at hello@synergycapitalsolutions.com. Or if you want to hear any of the other things that we're talking about, any of the other items that may resonate in terms of your personal financial plan, we have many things on our website around business owners or how the different stages of life, or really how to kind of look at or implement a financial plan. Feel free to check us out at www.synergycapitalsolutions.com.
Thank you for listening to Your Financial Planet. Please press the like button below if you enjoyed this episode and hit the subscribe button so you can stay up to date on all our future episodes. The team at Synergy Capital Solutions is always here for you. Reach out to us via email at hello@synergycapitalsolutions.com, or you can call us at 888-363-4546, or check out our website, www.synergycapitalsolutions.com. Synergy Capital Solutions is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities LLC, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data and other information referenced herein is from a source believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analysis, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Synergy Capital Solutions and Hightower Advisors LLC or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy or competitiveness of the information or for the statements or errors or omissions or results obtained by the use of this information. Synergy Capital Solutions and Hightower Advisors LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance or relating to any way of this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purpose only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors LLC or any of its affiliates.